With a ho-ho here and a ho-ho there and a couple of spare ho-hos in case anything goes wrong, this is Brad Crandall extending a hearty welcome to you from Holiday Minded Monitor. The air is full of the Christmas spirit, and now that our astronauts are safely back on Earth, we're all that much happier. A report on that later in this half hour. Incidentally, this also clears the air lanes for another important mission, that annual orbit by the jolly astronaut in the red and white suit, and Jolly Al Hurt salutes him. Santa Claus is coming to town, all right. And although he's probably already aware of it, another reminder won't hurt. So, Santa, remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. And now, for a comprehensive outdoor sports roundup, here's Mel Allen.
Thanks, Brad. Priority to the pros. In the American Football League, Boston crushed Houston 42-14, took a big step toward clinching second place in the Eastern Division. Gino Capoletti paced the Patriots, scored 28 points as he kicked four field goals, caught two touchdown passes, added four conversions. A three-time league scoring champion, he's out in front again with 133 points for the season. Buffalo's Pete Gogolak is second with 116 and has one last shot at the title against the Jets here in New York tomorrow. By the way, if the Jets lose, Boston will finish second. In the National Football League, Baltimore beat Los Angeles 20-17 to keep its Western Conference title hopes alive. It also eliminated the Chicago Bears. Playing without injured quarterbacks Johnny Unitas and Gary Quazzo, the Colts won it with 10 points in the final period. The clincher, a 23-yard field goal by Lou Michaels to break a 17-17 tie. Ed Brown and Bob Boyd also shared in the Baltimore heroics. Brown, the quarterback the Colts obtained from Pittsburgh this week for the $100 waiver price, collaborated with Johnny McKay on a 68-yard pass and run for a touchdown to tie it in the fourth period, and Boyd stopped a ram thread on the Colts' 7-yard line with a minute, 1 second left when he intercepted a Roman Gabriel pass. Well, as a result of Baltimore's win today, the Western Conference race won't be decided until tomorrow when Green Bay plays the 49ers in San Francisco, and here are the possibilities. If Green Bay wins, they'll take the title. If Green Bay loses, it'll belong to the Colts. If Green Bay and San Francisco tie, then the Packers and Colts will end the season with identical records, 10 victories, 3 defeats, 1 tie, thus necessitating a playoff in Green Bay December 26th. There were two college bowl games. In the Bluebonnet Bowl, played in a driving rain in Houston, Tennessee whipped Tulsa 27-6 with its sophomore quarterback Dewey Warren tossing for 1 touchdown and running for 2. The rain hampered the effectiveness of Tulsa's great passing combination of Billy Anderson and Howard Twilley. Although Anderson connected on 23 of 47 for a total of 250 yards, 4 of his passes were intercepted and 2 of them set up Tennessee touchdowns. Twilley caught 8 passes for 78 yards, said after the game he plans to sign with the new American Football League franchise, the Miami Dolphins. Tennessee's Warren named the outstanding back of the game, teammate and linebacker Frank Emmanuel the outstanding lineman. In the Liberty Bowl game at Memphis, Ole Miss turned back Auburn 13-7, coming from behind with 10 points in the second half. Now names in the news. Baseball. Willie Mays of the Giants, sick in Salt Lake City, suffered a dizzy spell, collapsed seconds before he was to address a Job Corps conference. A late report, though, says he's feeling better. Just a case of nerves. Mickey Mantle of the Yankees, quoted by the Dallas News as saying he isn't sure if he'll play next season, and that the Yankees will never again dominate the American League as they have in the past. Racing. Blue Thor, winner of the Au Revoir Purse at Pimlico. Football. Vince Dooley, Georgia coach, has withdrawn his name from consideration as head coach at Oklahoma. The job's still wide open. Hockey. Center Billy Harris of Detroit suspended after he refused to report to a Red Wing farm club. And that's the late sports news, Brad. Mel Allen reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you, Mel. For the most complete and colorful coverage of the world of sports, stay with Monitor, which sports some of the top authorities in the business on its staff, among them Mel Allen and Joe Garagiola. Joe, incidentally, can also be heard during the week on NBC Radio. And stay tuned to Monitor for more servicemen's greetings, for a great performance by Bob Hope, and an informative conversation with Russ Ward of NBC News on the successful Gemini missions just concluded. All this in the next dozen minutes. Season's greetings to one and all here on the Monitor Beacon. Here's a message that will make some Monitor listeners very happy.
This is Navy Lieutenant Nick Sanchez, First Lieutenant on the USS Oklahoma City, flagship of Commander 7th Fleet, operating in the Western Pacific. Since I won't be home for the holidays, I want to wish my family home in Miraloma, California, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Y a mamacita, Feliz Navidad, Año Nuevo, y todo mi amor.
More of these servicemen's greetings a little later, and on through a merry pre-Christmas weekend we go with Monitor on stage. Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. But this time, the locale is a special one, as we hear Bob Hope entertaining U.S. military personnel in Seoul during his last overseas Christmas tour.
This is my 5th trip to Korea. The first 4 times, I didn't believe it. No, the Pentagon sent me here. They thought you'd like a change of enemy. If you keep wondering why I keep coming back to Korea, I can explain it. I have the same travel agent you have. But there's nothing like winter in Korea when the frost is on the pumpkins and the mamasans are in bloom. And I just want to tell you, I don't know how close we are to the enemy, but when you send your laundry out here, it comes back with a fortune cookie in it. And the terrain here is beautiful. It's very hilly. Anyone without a lip is a spy. We had a little trouble landing in Seoul. Somebody stole the runway. At least that's the way it feels when you're flying with a guy who forgets to put the wheels down. I've heard of belly landings, but this is wore out my navel, this one. No, sir, and I'm happy to say Korea hasn't changed. I had a thrilling experience this morning. A kid tried to sell me back my own care package. I understand Santa Claus won't even come here. Last time he visited Seoul, he got rolled. These kids really do well. One of them's so rich, he wanted to adopt me. Where else would you find a 9-year-old kid with his own Jeep agency? Now, since I was here last year, there's been really some great changes in living quarters. This looks like all fresh mud. I won't tell you that. I was hoping it would snow while I was here. I've never seen white mud before. I've heard about Korean rotation, too. That's where they turn you over and let you freeze the other side. I had a little of your favorite dish, kimchi. I had a little for breakfast. Kimchi, that's cornflakes with Tabasco. It's like swallowing a hot foot. I don't believe it, but somebody told me a GI walked into the chaplain and asked permission to marry a bowl of kimchi. Is that right? I guess it was the hottest thing he could find around here. I tried a bowl of kimchi yesterday, and I've been hip-cupping smoke rings ever since. Every time I burp, I leave a vapor trail. I tried eating it native style, but my chopsticks dissolved. They have their own TV station here and see most of the shows from the States. However, some of them are a little late getting here. I saw one last night where Lucy and Desi are engaged. Lassie hasn't been weaned yet. Sergeant Bilko is still a private. Ozzie and Harriet are expecting. Elliot Ness is still walking a beat. And Chester's on the high school track team.
The great Bob Hope, recorded live in Monitor on Stage. And incidentally, Bob will be on his way shortly to begin this year's overseas visits with U.S. personnel. We wish him a safe and a pleasant journey. Music next, but first, remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Fum, fum, fum. That's fum, F-U-M, not fun. But it's fun to listen to the glad singers in this old Spanish carol, which is titled Fum, Fum, Fum.
On December 25th, sing fum, fum, fum. Christmas comes but once a year. Let's enjoy the fun and cheer. So we sing to the posada, strumming on our promenade of fun, fun, fun. Thank you.
Radio Central tonight, sitting opposite me, or rather right alongside me, is NBC's Russ Ward, who's been one of NBC News' team of expert space reporters covering Gemini 6 and 7 during the past 2 weeks. Russ, your assignment has been just about as exhausting as if you were up in space yourself. How many hours would you say you put in covering this story in the past 2 weeks?
Well, Brad, it's hard to tell. It's been a long 2 weeks, plus the time before they ever got off the ground. I might say that...
You guys do as much briefing as they do, I guess.
Yeah. There's a long debriefing process involved, too. Herbert Kaplow and Jay Barbary and I have been trying to give status reports from early morning until past midnight every night. So it's been running about 12 hours a day for more than 2 weeks for all three of us.
And no days off.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully tomorrow we'll be off.
Now that it's all over, what have we learned?
I guess the most important thing we've learned by GT-7 is the fact that we can do it, that we can put a spacecraft up there and leave it up there for 2 weeks, both in terms of men and machinery. We have the equipment to spend long periods in weightlessness. It means we're opening up this whole new vastness that leads to Mars and beyond.
Two things that bothered me, or didn't bother me, but occurred to me all during this time. One, when the rendezvous was made, and they spent several hours nose to nose at 17,000 miles an hour rattling around the Earth, was there a tremendous amount of... were they told in advance, in short, about 18 times and very hard, nobody gets out and wanders around and shakes hands?
Well, they weren't equipped to get out. you don't just... these EVAs, as they call them, extravehicular activities, take a lot of pre-planning and a lot of special equipment. They were not equipped to do this, and there was no intention on anybody's part to get out. For one thing, they didn't have that long tether to keep them from floating off.
But the awful temptation, you know, you're looking across 10 feet at a guy that you've lived with and had breakfast with every day for 6, 10, 14 months. And there he is, and first time out. You know, I'll bet they try it next time. I could just smell us when coming.
Well, there is to be some EVA, I believe, on GT-8. Mm-hmm. If not on 8, certainly on 9. But there won't be the manned rendezvous on these upcoming flights. There will be rendezvous and docking, but not with another manned vehicle. It will be with an unmanned
target. Of course, is all preliminary to the space platform, isn't it?
Well, it's preliminary to our shoot for the moon. The platform that you've heard mentioned over the past 2 weeks refers to the guidance system within the spacecraft itself.
Oh, I see. Now, we're not really talking yet about nuts and bolts and something together up there to be there permanently as a sort of a house.
No, this is not a fixed space station. Mm. When they refer to the platform, they're referring to the guidance system within the spacecraft.
With the rendezvous completed, let's suppose we put somebody in orbit. A normal orbit for one reason or another, and there was trouble. He had a problem. Now that we've had this rendezvous experience, could we theoretically go up and get him?
I think so. I would. I don't qualify myself as an expert in that field, but I think we have proved that we can bring two objects together in space. I wouldn't see anything really much different from that than what we did with GT-6 and 7.
Man, that makes the U.S. cavalry to the rescue look sort of calm.
Yeah.
Stop and think about it. Well, now, Russ, after each of these shots, there's the inevitable comparison of the U.S. space effort with that of Russia. Was this changed significantly by the twin Gemini flights?
Brad, it's hard to say for this reason. We're not sure what the Russians are doing.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians, we know, have put up three men in a single spacecraft. That we have not done yet. The Russians have placed great stress on weightlifting capability.
Well, they had the powerhouse boosters right from the
top.
That's
right. That's right. They were boosting these enormous payloads. I think in terms of sophistication, we seem to be far ahead of the Soviet Union. But I qualify that by saying we don't really know what they are doing.
Mm. I suppose you have heard about the recent story which broke in one of the photography magazines where a photographer claimed that all the Russian pictures were faked and they'd never put anybody up at all.
Yeah.
A lovely example of wishful thinking, I suppose.
I think everybody agrees, both on this side of the Iron Curtain and on that side of the Iron Curtain, that the other is doing what they claim they are doing.
One quick question. Are you looking forward to the next one?
Well, even more so than this one, because the next one's not quite as long.
Many thanks, Russ Ward, one of the team of NBC correspondents covering the Gemini operation during the past 2 weeks for this evaluation of the Gemini spaceflights. Thanks.
Right, Brett.
Thank you. Brad Crandall here, taking temporary leave of you, but not before I spread the happy word far and wide that Monitor is available as a cheerful companion wherever you go in the USA via NBC Radio. In and around San Antonio, Texas, hear us over WOAI.
Hi, this is Alan King, and I'd like to take a moment now to wish all of Monitor's listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
This is Monitor greeting listeners across the nation on the NBC Radio Network.